how the Wood County Board voted this morning on the employee compensation issue.
The Wood County Board voted to accept the recommendation of the Ad Hoc Committee on Employee Compensation by a vote of 17-2. So the Wood County employees now have a compensation plan. They went without one for a while, but now they have a compensation plan, and it's going to be implemented. Actually, the effective date on it is July 1st, or the first payroll nearest to July 1st. So it's all in. And basically, to compensate for the delay, they decided to grant a 1% pay raise to the old, to all non-red circled employees, retroactive to January 1st. So that's what, if you play it out, it comes out to exactly 1% for the entire year. So.
Okay, is there still a pay for performance aspect to that new plan?
There is. The pay-for-performance aspect of it only applies to management and supervisory personnel. And we suspect that over the period of a year or two, it'll go to all personnel.
Okay. Were any of the original, any part of the original wage plan suggested by what is a Carlson Dittman, was any of that adopted at all?
Actually, what was adopted was their benchmark and market figures. And the reason that they were, even though the committee had some difficulty with those, basically it was the only game in town. We would have to go back and recreate the universe to get that done. So we basically used that as a framework and hung everything else on it, with the understanding that every year that plan will be updated, and every year there will be adjustments made to it to make it more of a true Wood County plan.
Okay, real good. Anything you want to add about that I haven't asked you about?
Well, yeah, one thing. I mean, there was I chaired the ad hoc committee, and I served with four other supervisors, Supervisor Winch, Supervisor Murphy, Supervisor Minor, and we basically worked really well together, even though we were ideologically 180 degrees opposed to each other. And this was a great experience for me, and I enjoyed it very much working with those people. The other supervisor was Doug Mahon. Okay, but we worked together, even though we had, as Trent put it, very profound differences in philosophies of what pay plans should look like.